Sivav. Zakt der Machaber, Yesh Oyser Milite in Basar Shalim Lach Klal, Oyser Nimlach Apollo Kaldome, in Basar Shalim Lach Koydim Plate as Dam, if Shah Basar Shalim Lach Shalim Lach Apollo Kaldome, Kharis Berlaim in Masha Haveri Poilet. Machaber quotes a Shita that says that we don't say Kabayla Kach Polte. The only Klal that we say is Ayn Tarth Mifat Loy Bola, Mamela, if you have a Chaticha which is not being Poilet right now, either because it was never yet Maluach, so it's a Chaticha Tfela Shalim Lach Adayin, or it was already the achasher kvar polat kol domoi, and the shach learns that we mean polat kol domoi vitziroi. That means, assuming so, right now it's not being poilet, and therefore it's going to be beleya from when it touches the other chaticha, which is beemtzam lichasei. So blood is coming out and it's kareseich. It's going to be beleya that dam. It's going to become aser. Because there's this shita denies kabbalah kach polte. They learn that the heter is midin ayid tarid mifaloi bala. So therefore, if it's not shaykh to say ayid tarid, it becomes aser. Then the mechaber says v'yesh matirin al yedei melicha shem alachenu achar kach. There is a shita that says that it doesn't become aser because if you do melicha afterwards, it's gonna take out that blood. Ki oz yaflid gam kol dam shabala. That there's this shita holds that we could say kabbalah kach polte, but when do we say kabbalah kach polte? This is a sefer truma that limits it to kabbalah kach polte agav, as long as this piece still has its own plate of migufa. So, meaning in the first case where the chaticha was leinim lecha adayin and therefore it still has its own dam, then we're going to say I don't care that it's belea midam chavei, right? Because when I do malicha on this chaticha, I did the yifle dam didei yifle gam kein the blood that it was belea. So we could say kabbalah kach polte agav dami. However, in the second case, where it was already polat kol dami vitzire, this shita holds that we can no longer say kabbalah kach polte. There's a third shita that says v'yesh matirim becholze. This is Rabbi Yosef Shalrazba that hold that you could say kabbalah kach polte as long as you're dealing with dam pleita. You could say kabbalah kach polte. There's no difference if it's being polit its own blood or it's being polit blood that it was belea from another chaticha. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to have its own blood dafke in order to be say kabbalah kach polte agav dami. You could always say kabbalah kach polte even if it doesn't have plate migufa. How does the mechaber paskin lechatchila yeshlach shlivri ha'oisrim lechatchila? One should try not to rely on kabbalah kach polte altogether. In other words, there's no problem with salting chatiches together because then you could say I detar lemifet leibala. And even if you salt one 5 minutes after the other one, it's vaita no problem because again it's still being polte tzir at least. But if the chaticha is lepoil right now, not being poil at anything, even if it's a chaticha tefela shalinim lecha, you shouldn't cause it to be belei adam, because then you're going to have to be relying on kabbalah kach polte, which is not really muskim, according to all the rishonim. Then he says, but obviously b'diyavid it's going to be okay, even, this is the way the shach learns, even a bais of shal rajba. Even if the chaticha doesn't have plate migufa, if it was b'diyavid, came in contact with another chaticha, and it was belei adam, it could be mekel b'diyavid. Even if the Rav gets such a shaila, the Shach learns, the Rav could be mekel on this shayla. He's good lechatchila paskin that it's going to be mutter. That's the mechaber. There are more paskins like the middle sheet. There are more paskins that we could say kabbalah kach polte, but only if it has plate to migufa. Ba'afilu b'diyeved, ne'egin la'osroi. That's in the third case. Not the third case, the second case says this, but the third shita. We don't rely on Rabbi Yosef Shalrajba, but we don't say kabbalah kach polte if it does not have plate to migufa. Im nafal basar shekvar polat kol dami vitzire. If the chaticha, which was already polat kol dami vitzire, doesn't have any more plate migufa, came in contact with a chaticha, which is chaticha beemtzam lichasei, so it's belea from that chaticha, there are maholes, it becomes aser. Because we don't pass on the kerbeis of shal rashba. It comes in contact, eitzo basar shalishah adayin shir melicha, then it's going to become aser. So, but if it's teichshir pleitasir, so then we're going to be able to say kabbalah. Oh, well, actually, we'll say I detar lemiflat leibala, so therefore it won't become aser. That's what the Ramah is going to say. So how long is a pleitasir for? So we had in the previous sif the mechaber said that it's pleitasir. It was a different context. It was in the context of do you have to do the hadacha achreina? Toichzman plate as tzir, and the mechaber learned that that's tali the mechlekes ma'aser Rashi, and therefore lechatchila you should do it toichzman plate as tzir. But he said, how long is plate as tzir? 12 hours. So the mechaber held that plate as tzir is 12 hours, which would mean that after 12 hours, if according to Shitas Ramah, that we paskin that has to, we could only say I deter the mifle bala kolzman that is poilet seer. So because we don't think about the kachpalte afterwards. So how long do you have? So you only have 12 hours. But then he says, "V'yeshayim shekol me'es les la'acher shenim lach peilet sir." The marshal holds that it's peilet sir for 24 hours. So the marshal will hold that if it comes in contact with another chaticha, it's going to be mutter even 20 hours after the melicha, because we could still say it's still being peilet sir. So therefore, we're going to say I detar t'miflet lo'i bala. If it comes in contact with a chaticha which is b'emtza melichasei, ein neser, doesn't become aser. V'chein noyagin. Ach, v'mokim shein hefse meruba yesh l'aser l'achar shtein besri shoyz. V'koydum zein l'ach merklal. So how is the Ramah machriya? It says, we have a machloikis. How long is poilet here for? So therefore the Ramah's machriya, that tayyis, the marshal holds that his poilet here for 24 hours. The machaber holds that his poilet here for 12 hours. So under 12 hours where it's for sure poilet here, so it for sure doesn't become aser. So there's no reason to be machmer at all, because you can say, I turn mifle loy bala. But after, and after 24 hours, it's for sure aser, because it's not being poilet here anymore. So therefore it's for sure bailey. And we don't hold that you could say kabbalah kach poltai, you know, once it doesn't have plate in migufa. So after 20 hours for sure aser, before 12 hours for sure mutter, between 12 and 24 is a machloikis if it's poilet tzir. So therefore, you can be mekel behefsim meruba. Without hefsim meruba, machmer behefsim meruba, you can be mekel. Soymech on, shitas marshal, that it's poilet tzir until 24 hours. That's the achra of the Ramah. The kolshkein, imloy nimlach klal, and for sure we were talking about that it was la'achar shir melicha, and it's toichsman plate as tzir. So if it's for sure being poilet tzir, it's not an issue. Toich nivei shoyz, it's okay. The Ramah goes a step further and he says, for sure if it's, well, step back. For sure if it was not yet meluach, so it has dam. For sure we're not concerned. There's no concern that it's going to become maser. What's it really a different heter? Because previously we said I detard le miflat le bala. Here we're saying it's a chaticha tveila, right? So it's for sure by leia from the tzir dan. So, but it's going to be mutter anyway, because again we paskin that we could say kabbalah kach palta as long as it has played to migufa. Ein lo asre daminon al yidei shiflat am yidei yiflat gam kiem ashabalim makim acher. Okay. Now the Ramah is going to discuss what happens if it's toich shir melicha that it fell into tzir. So it says the chaticha was, previously we discussed two cases. One was that it was la'achar shir melicha toich plitas tzir, within 12 hours touched another chaticha melucha. The Ramah was mekel within 12 hours. The next case was that it was leinim lach klal, so it still had its own dam, and it fell into tzir. It's also not an issue that from that it's balei dam, because we could take a balei kach balte. Now he's saying, what happens if it's toich shir melicha? You salted it, and 10 minutes after you salted it, falls into tzir. Tzir, by the way, just to arad, tzir is a general term. It means the stuff that comes out through melicha. So if sometimes what comes out in toich shir melicha, that's tzir dam, and the stuff that comes out la'achar shir melicha is moihal, or whatever you want to call it. It's not dam, we paskin, but it's all referred to as tzir. So you have to just see the context. Like in Sifchach, in Simas Amachtes, it meant, it was referring specifically to the stuff that came out la'achar shir melicha. Here, in this Sif, every time it says the word tzir, it means tzir dam, that came out through during shir melicha. So now the Ramah is discussing what happens if you're melech the chaticha and toich shir melicha, it falls into dam tzir. So what's going to be the din? Afilo nim lecha baser v'lo yishu adayin shir melicha v'nafal etzir. Also yesh lahatir. We're not so concerned that it's going to be melech the dam, because why? It still has its own plate, so we'll be able to say kabbalah kach polte. And over here, it's in the middle of being salted, so l'chayre, you could even possibly apply what? I detar l'mif v'lo yibala. This is already questionable if you could apply it. In the Torah's Chatas, he was willing to say that since this chaticha is malucha, so we're... Oh, why not? We'll say in a second. So therefore we say it's not even Beleya. The Svara, why not, is because since it's in a bucket full of tzir, and there's nowhere for the tzir to go, so it's going to go in. You cannot time it that nothing goes in such a case. You could say that if it has its own bleed, if it has its own blood, since it still has its own blood, so it'll come out afterwards. So that seems to be what the Ramah is saying over here, because the Ramah says, if you hold it, doesn't go in, so you just take it out and finish. And finishes off the shir malicha, and you're good. The Ramah says over here you have to resalt it, so we're concerned that something goes in. Okay. The Shach says it's just a chumra. Shach was really maybe discussing l'acher shir malicha. Within a shir malicha, you have to really make sure all the blood gets out. So I don't know if we could take it that far. But the Ramah says yesh lahatir im loy nechbesh b'toicha yoyim shalom, as long as it didn't sit in there a full day. If it stood in there a full day, so then it's kavush. Kavush is kamavushal. So now already I have a problem that the blood went back into the chaticha, because not that it can't come out anymore through malicha. Because just like when I cook something, when I cook a chaticha without doing malicha, so the blood gets stuck in it. So too, and I can't do malicha afterwards. So too, in this case, if it's kavush. But if it's not kavush, so then the etzim blood, it's sir dam, it's salty blood, and that's going to go into the chaticha. That doesn't bother me, because since it still has plate migufa, I could say what kabel kachpalte. That's the point that the Ramah is coming to bring out. Okay. The question is, the Shach and Taz ask, is why Yom Shalim? The point of the Ramah, again, they're not. The point that the Ramah is trying to bring out is clear, that he's not bothered by the blood going in, because since it has plate migufo, we could take it by the kachpalte. But he points out that if it's kavush mesles, and then it's kemavushal, so then it won't be able to come out, because it's like it's cooked in its own blood, so then malicha doesn't help. But they ask, since we know that the shir kvisha is, if it's mayim, it's mesles, but if it's seer, it's kavush kashir shiatiach, so the shir should happen much faster. So that's their question. And really, you could ask a second question, that not that it should become usher in a shir shiar tiach in 5 minutes. It should become usher in 1 minute. Because in the previous kibishlam, in the previous case, where was a chaticha tfeila, tfeil and tzir. So even though tzir is salty, but if the piece itself is not salty, falling into tzir, that doesn't give it a din of meilech b'klishein and menukav. But if the piece itself is salty and it falls into a klishein and menukav, so then it should be usher if it's toich shir malicha, which means there's still blood inside of it, so as soon as it falls into the klishei nemenukav, it should become aser mishum meleach b'klishei nemenukav. So, not only should it be aser right, like in a shorter shir kvisha, it should really be aser right away midim meleach b'klishei nemenukav. So first, how do we deal? So the answer to the first question is, first of all, that the marshal taka paskins is chaylik. The marshal taka paskins that although there is a concept of kavush b'shir shir tiach, that just means that there's a blia. And the blia, instead of going k'day klipa like regular malicha, the blia goes b'kulay. That's the chiddush of kavush b'shir shir tiach. But the kamavushal that it's going to be, that it was ki'ilu, it was nizbashal b'domoy, that only happens by real kavush. And it happens to be that the marshal, by actual kavush, was the most machmir. Because if you remember that by kavush, the machaber said it's still mutter litzli, the Ramah was machmer, that's not mutter litzli, but he at least said that if you had shishim, it wasn't like bishul, because bishul, if you had shishim, it's still going to be aser. But kavush, if it had shishim, the Ramah agreed to the machaber that it's going to be mutter. He wasn't really so concerned by kavush of the whole pirshimachim aspect of the thing. So the Ramah was more meikal. The Marshal said, no, it's kamavushal mamish, it's also legamri. Even if you have shishim, it's mamish kamavushal. Yeah? So by regular kavush, the Marshal was most machmir. But he says, but by kavush bitzir, the Marshal says, kavush bitzir is nothing. If the chaticha has its own blood still, so therefore I'm not concerned mitzah the blood going in I don't have to worry about. So mitzvah, the kavush aspect, I also don't have to worry about. I don't have to worry about the kavush aspects in terms of affecting my ability to do malicha until I have kavush mesles. But kavush betzir does not affect my ability to do malicha. That's Shita's Marshal. So it sounds like the Rambam is agreeing to the Marshal here. Yeah? So the Taz says, the problem with that is that Teres Chatzis doesn't say like that. So the Taz changes the Girsa, according to which it comes out, Rambam Taka holds, that even kavush kashir shiratiach, it becomes aser. Changes the Girsa. The Shach gives two answers. So one answer, he says that L'choyer, it's the Mashma, Pashup Shad here, that Ramah is agreeing to the Marshal, that Kavush Kashir Shiatiach is not Kimavushal, it won't affect my ability to do Melichal later. That's one answer. In other words, in that answer would hold, let's say I have Chaticha Tfeila Shaloi Nimlecha, and I put it in a bucket of tzir dam for shir kvisha, or any tzir really, it doesn't even have to be dam, it's a shir kvisha. So some with taka hole that's kavush kumavushal, so it's ki'ilu was nechbush, it was given this bashal bedome, the whole kol mashar b'teicha tzir becomes aser. And according to the Shach, the Ramah would agree to the Marshal that that it's mutter. Chaticha's mutter, I could still do. There might be a bli and a pleita happening over here, but it's not kumavushal, and it doesn't prevent me from doing melicha afterwards. The second answer, the Shach says, no, for sure the Ramah holds that kavush kashir shiatiach is kamavushal. If it's a real kavush kashir shiatiach, in other words, if it's a pool of tzir sitting in a cliche in a manukov, and my meat falls in it, and it remains over there kashir shiatiach, it's going to become usr like it's in this bashal bedamai. But over here, we're dealing with a different type of a case. What's my hechrich that we're dealing with a different type of a case? Is the shach? The second kasha is the hechrich. The second kasha was the hayyes. We're talking about a chaticha melucha be'emtza melichasai. So as soon as it falls into the clean she'ena menukav, it should be aser kulei miyad according to their mom midim melech she'ena menukav. So must say, says the shach, that hacha b'maya skinan, that we're not talking about a clean she'ena menukav. We're talking about a clean menukav. Yeah? So how do you have tzir? You can have tzir in a clean manukov, like I said before, right? You can fill up a bathtub, and it could take 5-10 minutes till it drains out. So that's what you did. You were melech a lot of chatichas in the bathtub. It filled up with tzir, and it has where to drain. It's just draining slowly, so it could sit. The meat could sit 5 minutes in the tzir, but it has where to drain. It's a proper clean manukov. So that's why it's not. It's not aser miyad midim alech klishein manukov. Huh? Oh, so that we must say, says the Shach. That chilik we must say, because according to the Ramah, that alech klishein manukov is aser right away. Yeah. So we must say that hachamay askinan that it's a clean manukov. Yeah. So now you're going to say, wait a minute. So what says the Shach? So once we have to say this chilik anyway, that we're dealing with it, because. The blood has where to drain, and therefore it's not going to have the halacha of melech b'kli she'ena menukav. So you could say that since the blood has where to drain, it's just draining slowly, so it also doesn't have the din kavush. If it would be a proper kavush, if it would be a proper, in other words, the blood would be trapped, and it would hold there for 5 minutes, it would be a kli she'ena menukav, and something falls in. So even if it's a chaticha tefela that falls in, it would become aser. Kashir she'artiyah. But hey, yes, over here it has where to drain, so therefore it doesn't become aser. Even though lemaisa it's sitting in there for 5 minutes because it's draining slowly, that doesn't bother me because since it has where to drain. That's that's what the Shach says over here. Ach im shah. Shir Malicha v'nafal etzir. What happens if it was Shah Shir Malicha and it fell into tzir? So previously we discussed Shah Shir Malicha and it was Hunach Eitzel Chaticha Malucha be'emtza Malichasai. So we said, yeah, as long as it's being poiled etzir, it's okay. How long is a poilet tzir for? Up to 12 hours without any question, from 12 to 24, can we make up a hefsah meruba? Here says the Ramah, if it fell into tzir, yesh oyser noy say afal pishalei kol hazman pleita tzirei. The Marshal holds that it's aser right away. If it's la'achar shir melicha, if Marshal a second ago said that if it's toich shir melicha, even if it's dir shir kvisha, doesn't bother me because it's not really kemavushal. But if it's la'achar shir melicha, says the Marshal, it's neser. You have a whole pleitas tzir. You have a whole time. It's still in the middle of pleitas tzir. Says the Marshal, still in the middle of pleitas tzir, but heyois, like we said before, since it's sitting in tzir, so to say I did her the mifle bala is not shayach. So it's for sure by leah. So the only heter you want to say is kabbalah kachpolte. The Marshal shita is that we only say kabbalah kachpolte. Remember, we said before, the Ramah Shita is, we only say Kabbalah Kachpolte Agav, its own plate, yeah? So the Marshal says, we only say Kabbalah Kachpolte Agav Dome, calls man and has dam. So if it would be a Chaticha Tfeila, which was not yet Nimlach, or even if it's the middle of Melichase, depending on the situation, as long as there's no concern of Melech Tlishen and Menukav, yeah? So then, the Marshal would say, it's not a problem. And it goes in, because it'll come back out. But because if one has its own blood, we can for sure say kabbalah kachpolte. Even if it's for sure by leah, but we can say kabbalah kachpolte. But the achar shir pleitas domai, even though it still has tzir, the only thing that tzir helps us, l'shitas marshal, the only thing tzir helps us for is that we should say ayid tarid l'mifad leibaz. When a shayach to say ayid tarid, it's not going to become aser. Masha'en kein, if it's al karchach, nivla into the chaticha, so then, according to the marshal, we don't say kabbalah kachpolte, it becomes aser. So therefore, by Hunachin Sachaticha Malucha, the Marshal was Mekel, up to 24 hours, because he happened to hold that it's Poilet Tzir until 24 hours. Since it's not sitting in a puddle of Tzir, so it's just a question of touching other blood. So since this piece is being Poilet Tzir, I detar the Miflat Loi Bala, and how long could I say that for? According to the Marshal, I could say it for 24 hours. The Narmo was only willing to say it for 12 hours, and only behalf some Ruba was he willing to say it for 24 hours. But the Marshal himself was willing to say it for 24 hours. Here, that it was Nafal Tzir, the Ramo quotes the Marshal that says that it's Aser. Even within 12 hours, it's Aser. Why? Because the only heter that Shaykh to say is Kabbalah Kachpolte, the Marshal Shita is that we only say Kabbalah Kachpolte Agav Dame, not Agav Tzirei. But the Ramah says, "Mikol makom tzir chefset godli yesh lahater gam bazeh kol zman pleita tziroi." The Ramah says, "Not everyone agrees to the Marshal that it's not that we don't say kabbalah kachpolte agav tzir. Yesharim that we say that was one of the answers in Tosfos. We could say kabbalah kachpolte agav tzir. So therefore, it'll be mutter as long as it's being poilet tzir. How long is it poilet tzir for? Dahainu toich yud beish toich." You have 12 hours. So why over here he says his toilet's here for 12 hours and have some maruba, yeah? They have some maruba, rechoshish for the marshal, that what? That it's aser. That we don't say kabbalah kachpolte agav tzir. But have some maruba, we're willing to be makel against the marshal, as long as it's toilet's here, it's going to be mutter ayide melicha sheinis. So how long do you have for it to be toilet's here? Says the Ramah, you have 12 hours. A minute ago he said, how long is toilet's here? If ain't have some maruba, you have 12 hours. If have some maruba, you have 24 hours. So why is over here he's makel only within 12 hours? But have some maruba. So the shach is bothered by this, and the shach explains because over here you have a double. After 12 hours, you have a double kula that you want to be makel. First of all, you want to be makel that it's still poilet tzir. You want to rely on that sheet that it says that it's poilet tzir for 24 hours. And then you want to be soimich that you can say kabbalah kachpolte agav tzir. So although you're willing to say both of these things, behef some aruba, but like the Taz said, Dagmar Vav is mitzayin to that Taz and Hilchos Basar B'chol, the end of Siman Tzadik Aleph. You don't say perhaps some aruba. You don't say two kulas for perhaps some aruba. So here you want to say two kulas. You want to say it's still poilet tzir, and you want to say that you could say kabbalah kachpolte agav tzir. You don't say that, and therefore, only within 12 hours where it's for sure poilet tzir. So then you have that one question. Do you say kabbalah kachpolte agav tzir like those you're showing them, or you machmer for the marshal that you don't say kabbalah kachpolte agav tzir? And on that question, it can be makel but have some ruma. But after 12 hours where you have a two, where you want to be makel two kulis, that you cannot do. That is the way the Shach presents it. What's the heter? The heter is dafke al yedei sheyachsi v'dichenu v'yachser v'yimlchenu. Wash it, take it out of its sear, wash it off, and then resalt it. Why do you have to resalt it? Because not like the Rama says in Teretz Chatas that kabodah kachpoltei agav tzir, even when it fell into the tzir, but this kabodah kachpoltei, I'm sorry, I tried the mifle leibol, so nothing went in. But rather, we're saying for sure something goes in. In other words, the Marshal is right in his argument. Something goes in there. And you have to make sure it comes out, so you have to do malicha again. And we're being makel, we're willing to be makel, but have some meruba, toichid beisho, is that it's coming out again. So therefore, you have to do another malicha. And the Shach says that if you already cooked it, went out, it's mashmah that the ikir is that it was ayid tar l'miflat. So even if you didn't do the other malicha, it's going to be okay. That's what the Shach wants to say. But l'chatchila, what you're supposed to definitely, you're supposed to wash it off and do another melicha. V'chein im nafal etzir koydim sheshashir melicha, yadichen v'yasim l'chenu. Same thing if it fell into the tzir. Koydim sheshashir melicha, which was the other case that the Ramah said, it fell into tzir, koydim sheshashir melicha, where the Ramah said that also, as long as it wasn't messless, it's going to be okay. You're not supposed to just take it out and cook it. You're supposed to take it out, wash it off, and salt it. Now, the Rama says afterwards that this hadocha that you do after you take it out of the tzir is not likuva. First of all, it's not mamish. You did already your hadocha rishayna, your proper hadocha you did. And you're going to do a proper hadocha achrayna after you resalt it. This is just to lahavir, that tzir, that extra tzir that's over there. That's just lechatchili, you should do it. And it doesn't have to be such a good hadacha either. You could just sprinkle a little water. That's a leidak d'Rama. The Rama says that it's only lechatchila, and Shach brings to the Marshal that it doesn't have to be such a good one. It could just be a shvacha one.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Oh, the Marshal says you b'chlal don't have to. And if you want to be machmir, you just do a shvacha one, yeah? So it's not such a serious hadacha that you have to do over here. Now, there is a question. Many poskim say that la'acha shir melicha, if you did the hadacha achrayna, we don't say anymore that since it didn't sit in the salt for 12 hours, so now if it's Belei Adam, you could say salted and Kabbalah Kachpolte. In other words, not the Mashal. We hold that within 12 hours, if it's Hefzer Meruba, you could say Kabbalah Kachpolte Agav Tzira, yeah? So Lama Zagin, you salted it for an hour, you washed it, Adach Achreina, and now it touched the Chaticha Melucha. So it was Belei Adam, because it wasn't being pulled, right? So it was Belei. So now could I say that since it wasn't sitting in salt for 12 hours, so let me do hamelicha sheinis, and aga the yiflet sir di day, yiflet gam kein the dam that it was beleya. If it's hefse meruba, let's say, it's within 12 hours, and it's hefse meruba, could I say such a thing? So there are poskim that say that the 12 hours that we're giving you, or the 24 hours in the case of hunach, that's only if it's sitting in the salt for that amount of time, up until that amount of time, and we say it's still being poilet. But once you wash it off, it stops being poilet. There's no question. Once you wash it off, it stops being poilet. So the question is, now that you resalt it afterwards, is it going to start to be poilet more tzir? And would you be able to say kabbalah kachpolte with that tzir, that it starts afterwards? So yesh argument that once you washed it, say semis nikfei hapleta, and that's what the Rama writes in the Teres Chatas, that after you, if you washed it, Adach Achreina, it's Seisim Nikvei Apleita. Now everyone agrees that if you washed it, Toich Shir Melicha, let's say you salted it for 10 minutes, and for whatever reason it was washed off, everyone agrees you could resalt it. Since it still has its own dam, if you resalt it, the rest of the blood is going to come out. Our shaila is that if it was ready la'achar pleitas domoi, but it was toich pleitas tziroi, is the washing off going to be seisim nikfei pleita, and it's going to be ki'ilu, it's already after 24 hours, or do we say, no, it wasn't sitting in the salt for 12 hours, therefore it still has tzir. Therefore, when you resalt it, the tzir is going to come out, and whatever blood went in is also going to come out. That's the shayla. So the Toras Chatos is machmir on that shayla. He says it's a semes nekveya pleita. So the Taz says, l'chor, you have a clear raya brewer over here, that the Ramah is choyzer in the Haggah, he's choyzer on what he wrote in Toras Chatos. Because the Ramah says over here two cases that you're supposed to wash it off, take it out of its ear, wash it off, and resalt it. One was when it was a chaticha tefela, which was never yet salted. He says, if it fell into its ear, wash it off, and not resalt it, but wash it off and salt it. Because that you'd never salt it, right? That's not a raya to anything, because everyone agreed that kolzman has its own blood. There's no such thing as a semisnik fea plata, right? You do hadach, everyone does hadach every shayna, right? That's not an issue. But the other case that he said it was la'achar shir melicha toich yud beishois, he said if it fell into tzir, so if it's hefzer meruba, you're supposed to take it out, wash it off, and resalt it. How are you washing it off? If you wash it off, say some snik fair plate, you're not going to get out the blood that went in. That is the Taz's raya that the Ramah is choizer in what he said in Teres Chatas, that the Hadach is not say some snik fair plate. The Shach says, I don't think you have to say that it's a chazara. The Ramah really hold that say semis nekveya pleita. If you did a hadach achreina, the way you're supposed to do a hadach achreina with a shtifa, with a niputz, with a two times in a kli, the way you're supposed to do it, because that's say semis nekveya pleita. Here we already said before the whole this hadach is not hadach rishayna. This is not hadach achreina. This is just to wash off a little bit of that dam pleita, which we said even if you don't wash it off, it's nishkefer lach. It's only dam pleita. So you don't even have to be so careful to get it off. So you're not soaking it three times in the water. You're just rinsing it a drop for a second. That's not going to be sesemes nekveya pleita. And that's what you did over here. If you would have done a proper job, then if you would have done a hadacha the way ki'ilu you're doing a hadacha achroina mamish, so then taka would have been sesemes nekveya pleita, and lechit desarma, it would taka be aser. That's the way the Shach learns. The Prima Gadim points out that that we explained it according to the Shach. The Shach learns that Toich Pleita Tzir, if it's being Poyle Tzir, we say the Heter is Haidatar Lemifel Loibala, according to everybody. For sure, according to the Marshal, and even according to the Rabbah, that was the Heter was Haidatar Lemifel Loibala. It was Nafel Tzir, so we're Choshish, they're Mos Choshish, that it's not shaykh to say ayatar lemifla, it's boileya, and therefore he was concerned for the marshal that we don't say kabbalah kachpolta yagav tzir anymore. That's why nafal tzir was more chomer than hunach etzachaticha malucha. That's working with the. It's working with the assumption that the Ramah is always willing that by hunach. They both agree that it's the same heter, that it's Aiditar the Mifaloi Bala. So therefore we could sure be Makel. And Kabbalah Kachpa and we weren't sure, in other words, there everyone agreed you could say Aiditar the Mifaloi Bala. But Kabbalah Kachpalte was a question. So therefore, when you were forced to fall on Kabbalah Kachpalte, because it was for sure Baileya, because it was not Falatsir, so then you have that question whether or not you could say it or not. So therefore, you could only be mekel teichid b'shoyes b'efsim rov, not 24 hours. The Taz, it's mashma from Sifkat and Aleph, first Sifkat and the Simen. He learns b'das haramah that even by hunach etz chaticha malucha, in other words, even if I have a chaticha which is just touching another chaticha which is b'emtsa malichasai, I have a chaticha teich pleita sir, that comes in contact with another chaticha be'emtza melichase. What's my heter? According to the Marshal, my heter is Aiditar the Mifaloi Bala, because he doesn't hold of Kabbalah Kachpalte. So his heter is Aiditar it. Yeah? According to the Ramah, what's my heter? Kabbalah Kachpalte. That's what the Taz learns. The Taz learns that the Ramah is learning the heter Kabbalah Kachpalte, and Nafkimina is if you could just leave it in, or if you have to resalt it, or whatever it is. Yeah, that's the Prima Gadim points that out. That's how the Taz is learning. So it comes out lefi ze that even if it's hunachetz chaticha mila, not just in this case of nafal etzir, is it going to be necessary to do a malicha shenis, because let's assume that the tzir wipes off some of the salt. But even by hunachetz chaticha malucha, in other words, it's not just in the case of nafal etzir that we're relying on kabbalah kachpaltei, but it's even by hunachetz chaticha malucha which we're going to be relying on kabbalah kachpaltei. So just like by nafal etzir, the Ramah said you're supposed to do another malicha, so too hunachetz chaticha malucha, well, the Ramah doesn't spell it out clearly, you're also supposed to be doing another hadacha and malicha. According to the Taz, I don't care that you're doing a hadacha, because the Ramah is chayzer, and he holds that hadacha is not say same as thing for a plate. So you're doing a proper hadacha, and then you're doing another malicha. According to the Taz, you're not required to do anything. I'm sorry. According to the Shach, you're not required to do anything else, because everybody agrees that in this case we're saying I had heard the mitzvah loy bala, so nothing ever went in. It's not necessary to wash anything off, and it's not necessary to do another malicha. That's one thing to point out. Another thing to point out is this really leads us to a big kasha, because bishloim, if you understand that by hunach you're saying I detar l'mifaloi bala, and that everyone agrees to, sider amal sider mashal, and by nafal it's here, it's not shaykh to say I detar. The only thing you could say is kabbal kachpalta. So then you have a whole thing. The mashal is not willing to say kabbal kachpalta agav tzir. So therefore, you have to be more strict. So we understand why nafal etzir is more strict than hunach etzachaticha malucha, according to the Shach. Because by hunach, the heter is lekulei alma. The heter is aydi detarid. By nafal etzir, it's a machlokes. So the Prima Gadim is bothered that according to the Taz, according to the Ramah, there's no real difference, because even the way the Taz learned, the Ramah saying even by hunach you're supposed to do another, the heter is really kabbalah kachpalta. You're supposed to do another malicha, so it's the same heter. So if by hunach, so what's the difference? It's not as if by hunach you had tarud and by nafal etzir you only had kabbalah kachpalta. He holds we're never relying only on tarud. Yeah, you're always using kabbalah kachpalte. So if you're anyway using kabbalah kachpalte in both cases, so what's the difference between the two cases? Why are you more makel by hunach than by nafal etzir? So the Prima Gadim explains that in the end of the day, it's easier to say kabbalah kachpalte by hunach than it is by nafal etzir, because by nafal etzir more is getting absorbed than by hunach. I don't know why. I guess the Prima Gadim was going, I guess, a step further. I mean, you don't really. The question does. It's not such a strong question like to start with. In other words, the bottom line is the Marshal, without getting into the reasons, the Marshal is machmer by nafal etzir and he's mekel by hunach. So it comes out that by hunach everyone agrees it's you could be mekel. By nafal etzir it's a machloikis. So therefore he's more machmer by nafal etzir. It was bothering him more the reasons. He wanted to explain more mitzad the reasons. If he's anyways not using that reason, what's the difference? Okay, so that's what he explains. I'll stop.